Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregor Manorino. It is Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. I missed you last night. I apologize for not getting a post-market video out. I just couldn't do it. All right, people, look, let's talk. A lot of stuff to cover this morning. I want to start off with a couple of headlines. Number one is this one from the White House. Are you ready? Quote, stocks will drop 45% if the United States defaults on its debt. Now, this might be somewhat optimistic. Let's put a little perspective on this. I covered this like 2 weeks ago. If in fact the U.S. defaults on its debt, the first day I believe that this market could fall 30%. If this goes on for a week or so, well, I think this 45% is optimistic. We could drop 60%, 80%, absolutely. And it's not so much, again, what the stock market's going to do. It's what the global debt market is going to do. We're already seeing some of this. Again, we've been watching a pretty interesting phenomenon lately. The global debt market selling off. You got rates rising here, although this morning the 10-year yield has come down a little bit. All right, we'll see how this plays out. But again, look, what are they trying to do? It's fear, I got that. But it's always the same story. Look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. Forget about the debt market, which is the driver of this whole thing. That would be, we'll get a meltdown here in the debt market, and it could be extremely profound. All right, that's headline number one. So White House warns stocks will drop 45% if the U.S. defaults on its debt. Now, here's another one, and this is where you come in. So this is the World Bank. The World Bank is seeking cash from its member countries to fight off an upcoming global crisis. Okay. Yeah, they know where this is going to go. And of course, they're going to throw cash at it, thinking that that's going to solve the issue. The upcoming global crisis that they're referring to is going to be a resource issue, a scarcity of resources on a biblical scale. I've covered this a million times. A U.S. debt default could set in motion a collapse of the debt market. A collapse of the debt market is going to change the financial landscape of the world. And resources will become scarce. Inflation will skyrocket. So, I mean, this is where we're going here. Supply chain getting cut off. It should be pretty obvious. Anyway, so that's another interesting thing. So World Bank is seeking cash from member countries to fight off an upcoming global crisis. What could they be talking about? Now, this is something else that's, you almost want to laugh at this one here. This is another survey from the Federal Reserve. They run these surveys here. So an economic survey from the Federal Reserve is showing that the regional banks are saying that the economy is, in fact, slowing down. Duh. Really? How many of these ridiculous surveys do they have to run to tell us what we already know? Now, here's something else I want you to pay attention to. So the mainstream media, their narrative right now is no recession. It seems like they got their script here. Push the no recession. Meanwhile, what do we know? Consumers are getting choked to death. They've maxed themselves out, and you know, credit card defaults, loan defaults are skyrocketing already. It's only going to get worse from here. It's not going to get any better. And with regard to inflation pressuring the middle class, well, that ain't getting better at all. I think we already are well aware of that. Now, with that, let's just look over here at the stock market. Stock futures this morning are lower. Remember what I said a day or two ago? The bond market is always right. The bond market, historically, is always right. The stock market seems to be like the bastard child of this whole financial thing that we have going around. And it doesn't listen to what the bond market is saying. The bond market is, in fact, at this point, in my view, flashing a red light. Okay, henceforth why I think you have the World Bank seeking cash to fight an upcoming global crisis. Why the White House is warning of a 45% drop in the stock market here. The Fed surveys, everything is going just according to their own plan again. What's the Fed doing? They're deliberately crushing the economy by killing the consumer. When we haven't seen anything yet, people. Stock futures lower, as I said. 10-year yield slightly lower this morning. Relative strength of the dollar flat. Crude oil catching a bit off of the back of what OPEC said just yesterday. Remember that? OPEC is saying, okay, everyone, you can expect much higher energy prices moving forward. Imagine my shock. Are you surprised? No. Again, OPEC, this is a cartel. OPEC is going to keep crude oil propped up from here until as far as they want. It's part of the, what is crude oil? It's the lifeblood of the military-industrial complex. OPEC runs the show, period. That's it. So you can expect, again, what you and I have already known since I don't know how freaking long about energy prices going higher. And I mean much, much higher. Going back to the market. Gold right now this morning is slightly getting a bit higher. Silver, flat. Cryptocurrencies pretty much across the board are getting hit this morning. Again, the most volatile space you're going to find in this entire arena of the financial markets is obviously cryptocurrencies, and they're just historically volatile with, you know, 60, 70, 80% moves possible in either direction at any freaking time. But I believe those of us that are in the space, and I'm clearly in the space, understand that's where it's going. So anyway, I don't think, again, nobody that follows this blog is surprised by a damn thing we're hearing right now. But I want to hear from you on this. What do you think about the World Bank? Forget about what the White House is saying about the stock market dropping 45%, which I think is conservative. The deal is, it's not just a matter of the default, which I think there's still a good chance of happening. It looked like McCarthy over there kind of capitulated. Oh, don't worry, we're gonna get a deal. And then, you know, that got followed up by the mummy, the Frankenstein it thing that's sitting behind the Resolute desk right now. And it'll be replaced by another it vomitous mass thing that they want to put behind the Resolute desk. You know, this is what they're doing here. It's whipsawing the market. People don't know what to do. But, here's the other interesting factor in this. Where are the credit rating agencies? The credit rating agencies should clearly be downgrading U.S. debt right now because of this nonsense here that's going on with the debt ceiling. We have enough money to fund everything else. Billions and hundreds of billions for a war. Fighter jets and bombers and freaking tanks and whatever the hell they want to send over their missile systems. That's all, it's all good. They have all the money for that. But yeah, sure, many of you might out here might lose your jobs if we hit that debt ceiling, if we surpass the debt ceiling. Businesses will be shut down, obviously government, that'll all get shut down, but we're still going to funnel cash over there. What do you think about that? But anyway, going back to the World Bank, what is your take on this? Why is the World Bank seeking cash from its members to fight off an upcoming global crisis? What upcoming global crisis do you think they're talking about? And I want to hear from you on that one. I think that's pretty interesting. Oh, lastly, I forgot one thing. Mortgage demand drops again. This is part of what's happening here. The people getting crushed to death. This has become a nation of renters. The American dream used to be to own your own home. Well, actually have the bank own your home and you pay them off. But it seems like today this is unfortunately really not a reality for many, many people. They're forced to rent. It's a very sad kind of situation. So that's the story this morning. Stock futures are lower as I am doing this. Trading doesn't start for 40 minutes from the time I am doing this, 39 minutes from the time I am doing this lovely video blog. All right, people, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that. I will see you later for my live stream, 1:05 p.m. Pacific time. I want to say standard time. I know a lot of you get perturbed. Good word. by that. But yeah, I know it's Pacific time. All right, I'll see you then. Please have questions for me. I want to cut whatever you want to talk about. People, you know, I just real quick have written to me. Hey, Greg, you know, you're not answering my question. When I'm looking at the live feed there, maybe I'm just not seeing it, but I'm trying to pay it as I'm talking. I'm trying to pay attention to the questions. So if I do miss your question, I apologize for that. So people are complaining. Hey, Greg, you're not answering me. And I'm trying to. Believe me, maybe it's not coming through on the feed over there. So have your questions for me. I promise to try to get to them. And pretty much that's where we stand, people. All right, this guy here again loves you a lot from the heart. Share the video. Thumbs up is always appreciated. Let me know what you think about the things we covered here. All right, I'll see you later.